brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.
The state of Georgia is in trouble because our kids have been challenged, and we know exactly what we need to do to make our team a good team.
If there was a high school team on Mars that was ready to take you on and you could find a way to make that happen, you would do that.
Creekside High School gets on rocket ship to go out of space to play a football game.
Welcome to another round of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast, off-season edition. John here, Hannah there, and this is where we kind of tackle a bunch of different topics as we get ready for the beginning of practice, which is coming up around the corner, and tail end of July, we're getting back to it, beginning of August. So, Hannah, we are not too far away from the beginning of the 26th season and all the changes, and we catch up with another champ this time around.
Yeah, and he's literally at practice. You can hear the sounds in the background, or if you're watching on the video version, you can see the players in the background as well. We go to Fairburn today, about 40 minutes southwest of where I'm at in the GPB studios. John's remote today. We miss you, buddy, in the studio. We catch up with Creekside head coach Maurice Dixon, and we go on a space ride, if you will, John, about his Quad A championship last year.
And we do, and we get to find out about what the last decade has been for everybody down there at Creekside. So here's our quick conversation, because the man was at practice. The only thing missing was a whistle around the man's neck. So here's our conversation, Maurice Dixon.
And welcome in Creekside head coach Maurice Dixon. Hey, coach, are you at practice?
I sure am. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good morning. I love that. What's going on at practice today? We'll just start there.
Just summer conditioning, man, trying to push the guys as much as possible, but keep them safe out here in the heat and in an environment. But, you know, we're just trying to get better. We're trying to get back to the 15 game again.
All right, so I'll bite. What has it been like for you since beating Benedictine, or outlasting Benedictine, or whatever word you want to use, on the 15th of December? So we're pushing it 6 months since you've won a title. Has this 6 months been a blur for you?
Kind of, sort of, you know, in between, you know, celebrating and the pomp and circumstances with the state championship and everything, and trying to get the guys refocused on the repeating and, you know, attacking the goal again. It's been a blur, man. It's been moving a lot fast, really fast.
Second state title overall, first since 2013, and you're coming up on a marquee year. It'll be your 10th year there at Creekside. Has the dust settled? What's the community been like since the win?
It's a lot better than that first year, I'll tell you that. they've really done a good job of supporting us and getting behind the team. Fairburn is a great community, South Fullerton, Palmetto, Union City. They got great people, and they love Creekside football.
When you look back at last year, the numbers themselves are staggering at points. When you look at your offense and what you were able to do, and it's, let's see, 2x70, 1x69, 1x91, 3x north of 70, 4x70. So 4x70 or higher. Twice you score between 50 and 60. You got a 91 in there. Did it shock you what you were able to do this season, last season offensively? Because those numbers are insane, Maurice.
We preach consistency, right? And if you do your job on offense, you're supposed to score. Going into the season, we returned a large group of the offense. So we knew we'd be successful. So the stressing points, the coaching points in the offseason were just doing your job. If you do your job, eventually we're going to hit our head on the goalpost. And we had a group of kids who did a good job, take great pride in doing their job at a high level.
845 points in a single season, good enough to set the state record. What was the difference? You've been vying for a state title for 3 years with finals, semifinals. What was the difference last season to finally get the W?
I mean, you always need a little luck, the luck of the draw. But our kids really were hungry and motivated to get it. We had a group of seniors that had kind of done everything, played in the state championship, the semifinals, and the playoffs. The one thing they were missing was state championship. So they took it onto themselves to lead our team and will our team to get that 15 game victory.
I feel like that moment in Last Dance where Michael Jordan sits there and goes, and then I took it personal. And 7 shutouts. Another 5 times where you allowed less than 10 points in a game. I mean, the defense in and of itself was just as crazy, as effective as your offense was. Just to have those 7 shutouts, 5 in a row to start your region play at one point. I mean, the defense was humming along just as well. What was it like to see that get a bunch of zeros on the board?
Man, we've always been a really good defensive team. The offense kind of caught up to what they were doing last year. But, you know, I got great coaches, man, and we got great players, and they do a good job of organizing the scheme and preparing for Friday nights. And our kids really don't take it personal when people get yards on them. And if you got a team like that, a defense like that that takes it personal, you're going to be very good.
Well, your offense might look a little different next year. You're replacing a few key players. Your quarterback, Caden Benson, wide receiver, Damian Henderson, among other players. Your running back is coming back, Gary Walker. Who are you seeing kind of emerge there in spring and summer ball?
Well, you know, we got a kid that came in, transferred from Texas, Savoy Nichols at quarterback. He's getting better every day, adjusting to our culture and to our system. He's going to be really good. Guys on the outside, like Amari Jackson, who's a converted basketball player, he's showing great promise in the spring. Our Money Hill is back. And, you know, I'm happy because I got four out of the five guys up front up back. So, you know, I'm an inside-out type of guy. So if I got four offensive linemen and a running back, we're going to be all right.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the other things that I've always admired when it comes to you is the conversation that you have with your schedule maker. And, you know, I imagine that when you have that conversation with the schedule maker and you sit there and you go, yeah, hey, schedule maker, challenge me. And for those that don't know, it's the guy in the mirror that has this. you're going to play teams. Look, if there was a high school team on Mars that was ready to take you on and you could find a way to make that happen, you would do that. Last year, you played Seminole and DeSoto. You played Rome in non-region play. When did you sit there and flip that switch in your head coaching or in your coaching career? It's like, yeah, I want to challenge the team that I'm currently on a national scale. When did that idea click into your head?
I mean, it always starts with my love of Creekside and the brand of Creekside football. I think it should spread from ocean to ocean. So, you know, when the opportunity came, I think it was like 2020, we started playing national teams. Like Grayson was number 7 ranked at that time. We played East St. Louis, a modern day. These are games that you just don't get in the state of Georgia because a lot of times the top teams don't really play each other. You know, with the schedule changes in the PSR, this shit is changing. But anytime you get to go out there and measure yourself up against another team that's an elite team, that's a top 5 national team, it's a great opportunity to get better. And when our kids get back for those trips, the state of Georgia is in trouble because our kids have been challenged and we know exactly what we need to do to make our team a good team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've got everything on paper to have another very, very successful season. Well, my last question for you, Coach, and I'll let you get back to practice. Since it is such a big season for you, number 10 there at Creekside, what has been your favorite memory or memories coaching the Seminoles?
Yeah, I got one. Let me see if he matches my thought. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, our first year we went 0-10, and the second year we ended up winning the region championship. But the way we won it is we were down at half 19-0 against Douglas County. And they were a very good team at that time. And in halftime, we prayed to God, and, you know, we ended up winning that game 24-21. And I just remember embracing my athletic director and holding the region championship trophy up with her. And the great thing about that is, Dr. Makia Chu and I are both Creekside alums. So to be where the program was just a year ago with a lot of turmoil and a lot of coach turnover, to get to where we were the second year, winning that region championship was a big, big memory of mine. And of course, man, winning the state championship and hugging my wife and my kids, man, that was a great one for me too.
Okay, so I was half right. I was thinking it was going to be being able to coach your son.
Oh yeah, that too. Man, that's a lot.
Oh yeah.
that.
Yeah.
and to continue the idea of legacies there at Creekside and be the dad coach and the coach dad and be the dad as a part of all of this process, to be able to share what Creekside meant to you as an alumnus with your son coming through the program, also as someone who's been through the system, and you get to coach him and share it with him there too.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And he's checking around. It's like, okay, did anybody hear that first part? So what's the schedule like for you this year? Who are you playing on Mars? What's your non-region like?
Man, could you imagine the trip to Mars though? That would be a great trip. Like, Creekside High School gets on rocket ship to go out of space to play a football game. But we start off at home. We got Clay Topfield coming to the Creekside to play the Swamp on the 22nd. And then the next week, we going to New Jersey to play St. Joe's Regional. So, you know, just two state champions. That's all.
Yeah, there's Mars.
Play Chalkville and St. Joe's. Well, I mean, some folks would sit there and say that traveling to St. Joe's sometimes is like traveling to Mars, having to get into Newark and all that kind of stuff. Maurice, obviously, it's always great to catch up with you. What you've been able to do there with all the support there in the last decade, it's been great to see what's going on. How you're building. So if you would please, sir, end the interview as you always end the interviews with us. Carry on.
Hey, man, try out pride from the South Side, man. Y'all have a good day.
You know, it's always fun to catch up with Maurice and see where the program has gone from and where it has grown to. And I was kind of joking when I was mentioning the idea of Mars. I was somewhat tongue-in-cheek. But we know that, I mean, with, you know, you go and play Mater Dei or Corona Centennial or DeSoto or Seminole and Maurice Creekside, they do not flinch. They will stand there. They will stand there in the middle of the dust storm. And when the clock hits high noon, they're ready to go. I mean, it's been fun to see how it has evolved over time, but yeah, the rocket ship that they're on has been created by everything that's happened over the last decade. And I just the continued upward curve of that launch. It's been fun to see.
Yeah, I mean, 10 years and you start with no wins to all the wins, 15-0. We didn't even get into that with him. You could feel how eager he was to get back to practice. But 15-0, a perfect season, that is nearly impossible to achieve. And it goes back to he'll play anyone, anywhere, anytime. Isn't that what you say, John? And the logistics of getting to New Jersey with an entire football team, more power to him. It sounds like a headache, but I mean, there you go. It wins championships.
What he starts out going 0-10, then it's 8-4, 7-5, 7-3. And then ever since then, five straight double-digit win seasons. You finish up 15-0, and now instead of being one of those teams that is perpetually chasing, you now have the bullseye on your back and on your front. I mean, people are going to want to hit you from any direction they can find, and it just seems like in catching up with him as we do, he's like, yeah, okay, let's line them up and go. I got my guys, you got your guys, and we're not intimidated by the surroundings or anything like that, but those out-of-state games, the Clay Chalkvilles and the one in New Jersey, that sets you up for the run like you have, and I'm intrigued to see what the schedule's going to look like in the future for them because of PSR, and then when you have the playoffs coming through, when you have a shootout with Benedictine the way that you did, and it's just, yeah, okay, we'll outscore you this time. I can't wait for this season here in 26 and what it's going to look like in this particular cycle, 26 and 27 with region play as you chase after a championship. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, 42-39 in a state championship game. I mean, that is so many points. Just puts a bow on their season. And yeah, I mean, looking, like you said, looking back at their track record, it was kind of like they locked in 2021 and have been just a few games off from the championship ever since then, and boom. I could not be more proud of a coach finally getting that. I know how much it means to him and the team and the community. So,
yep, and definitely going to be keeping an eye on them and have them in the spot shadow here in.
Oh yeah, we'll be catching up with him this season.
Yeah, and it's definitely going to be. And you know, we always have to make sure that he finishes up with everything with Tribe Pride because that's always seemingly the hashtag. Honestly, how it has impacted even us. I'm sending emails now to Ambassador Jeremy when Maurice is involved in the show. I'm always wrapping up with, okay, here's where he is, hashtag Tribe Pride, and then I send the email. That's how much it's rubbed off on me, at least, when it comes to our appreciation for what we're seeing at Creekside.
Yep. Amen, John.
So that is one version down here in the month of June. The other interview, and we kind of had to do a little research. Next time around, you're going to find out what it was like to perhaps be the first round playoff opponent for Creekside in 2025 and see how things are going to be in 2026. Is Chris Pruitt, the head coach at Dalton, is part of a rebuild up there, and he's a man who's always embraced a challenge. And we want to see how he's embracing that challenge in a fantastic football community when it comes to the Dalton Catamount. So I can't wait for that one. We know about his pedigree, Hannah, from what he did at Roswell. And now it's he's traded in all of his green for his red.
I know. Every time I see him in the red, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Just still doesn't look right. But it'll settle in. It'll settle in. I'm so pumped to talk to him and catch up on everything that's been going on there in Dalton.
Can't wait for that one. So that is another round of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast here. Thanks for accessing us however you are doing so. Who's on the other side of the glass, by the way, outside of Ambassador Jeremy?
Last podcast I could not see, but I know who's in there because I was just in there. We have Ambassador Jeremy, King James, and Marky Martin. What do we call? What?
There goes Tokyo Mark Chilla.
Thank you. Oh, God. I don't know. This one's not.
No.
What's his nickname? What's the other Mark's nickname?
It's Marky Mark.
Okay. Oh, I don't know.
So we have Marky Mark, and there goes Tokyo Mark Chilla. So we have both Mark.
No, there's only Marky Mark. Okay.
Okay. We just have Marky Mark in today. Okay.
Boy, so Hannah,
there's so many Marks.
Is there?
I know. I definitely don't know the other Mark Chilla's.
That is
nickname.
A Blue Oyster Cult.
You would think Marky Mark's like the easiest one to remember.
John says them all so fast, and I just zone out when he starts doing all that.
That's the problem.
Yes, absolutely true. So it's another go around.
Y'all know me.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, we're done. So on that note, since Hannah says we're done, we're done. For everybody here at GPP, to all of you out there, high school football season is going to be here before you know it. Play it safe, everybody. We'll catch up with you next time.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.
Brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.